You guys, if you guys turn around, you'll see Adam, raise your hand. Adam's got that mic. I'm going to get a couple questions from the audience in just a second. But I first want to start with Otis. You know, we get give everyone on the panel a chance to speak. We get asked this question all the time. How do we get it back? How do we get back to the days where we had it? It was a generation ago, my time, when we had this place place rocking, 2003, when we were able to go to Super Bowl I AFC Championship here. You know, we all had the bad memories of the Tucker and everything, but we want to get past that. How do we get it back to those glory days? What do you think?
Well, I guess it's, you know, I guess it starts from the top, you know, and, you know, from the front office on down, from the coaching staff to the players. You know, I don't know if these, you know, when you're 0-9 or 1-9, whatever the record is, if coaches even having control of these players now. I mean, the money is so great. Don't forget, back in the day, we played for the love of the game. I remember back in the day where, okay, yes, we still had a great living, but to make an extra $500 on special teams, you know, we had guys who want to play special team to make extra $500. It's like, are you kidding me? Because we had fun doing it for one thing. And, you know, when you have a bunch of old veterans, but with the money being as great as it is now, and I'm not taking anything from that, but to me, a lot of these times, it seems like players aren't playing for the love of the game. So I think it's got to start from the top on down and work its way down.
Rod.
Well, I have a lot to say about that. I don't think we have time.
Give me the short version. Yeah. Give me the Cliff Note version.
Get more players in here, talented players that have the love of the game still in their heart. Reggie's trying to do the right thing. He came in and got rid of that heavy, dead money. I thought that was a good way to go about it. He got some guys, some veteran guys he thought could, you know, help the team and be more leaders. Injuries is part of the game. I understand that. But damn, not be hurt all year long. Come on. This is your job. You want to play football or what? Or you want to sit on the sidelines and collect a paycheck? I went through, and if they do some history, Otis and I went through two strikes, and the last strike was 87, that I sacrificed 6 weeks of my paycheck so these guys could get free agency. And then you get a fucking quarterback like Jamarcus Russell. Excuse my French.
That's not French.
$30 million.
That's not French, but
$30 million for doing nothing, you know? And it makes us, you know, feel like we want to get in there and kick his ass every time we see him. You know, and I'm trying to keep it clean.
All right, I got you, man. Paul, your thoughts is covering the game. What are your thoughts?
I told you I had a lot.
I know.
I'm not finished, but go ahead.
My thoughts, Lincoln, are I wish that Rod would have told me all that for the book. For the Raiders to get it back, I mean, it takes a commitment. It takes continuity. Where is this team going to play next year? What coach is going to come in when you don't know exactly where they're going to be? In my mind, this team belongs here in Oakland. It has a huge fan base in Southern California as well that it can always dip into, as Rod would attest to, having grown up in Los Angeles. And again, it starts with good quality signings and scouting and getting that quarterback to make it happen.
The heart of the nation is in Oakland. This team belongs to Oakland.
It starts at the offensive line.
Uh-oh.
That's the key to being successful is the offensive line. I'm a defensive player, too, and I know that. They have to protect the quarterback.
Very true.
Run the ball.
You know, that's right.
Run the ball, give him time to throw the ball, that kind of thing. And once that starts that, you get a if we get the number one pick, I don't want the number one pick. I want multiple picks.
There you go.
Trade it away and get multiple picks. If I was the GM or the president or whatever, that's what I would do.